Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I think today's show, pardon me, is going to be interesting because, well, you be the judge, but here's what I want you to know, conservatives. Almost everything you believe at your core is true. I'm not trying to make you feel good. I'm just telling you it's very true. You believe in the sanctity of life. You believe in that document, life, liberty, and what the Constitution, life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness, and you live it. You try to accomplish this. You want this for everyone. And when you look at the things that you get behind, that you back, you prove it every day. You don't live the lie. Quite the contrary. You own up to the lie. If you're a Christ follower, you understand that you sin, and it is not, it doesn't make you happy. You say to yourself, I need to be better. You hold yourself to a standard. And this is, oh, you're so beautiful with this. We rarely get things wrong in our judgments. I mean, I'll give you an example where we may have. Okay, LGBT. I grew up looking at the LGBT as weird. Maybe had some bias against it. I don't anymore. Not in the sense of you be who you are. I do in the sense of them politicizing everything. But outside of that, I really don't care. I used to care, but not in a dogmatic way. But my views changed. Not that I ever hated the LGBT, because I never did. I just, as I said, I thought they were weird, and I had a different view that probably I would call would be not as evolved as it is today. Doesn't mean I condone it. It just means that I've learned I don't have to care about everything. Everything's not my fight. I will fight to protect them in any way that I can. So I'm just using that as an example. We as conservatives, we understand who we are, and here's what's the most important part, because we talk about the humanization of people. We understand human nature. We study it. And I'm not talking about academically, like, oh, anthropology and things like that. I'm glad people study that stuff. We study it through ourselves, through our everyday interactions. We are students, for example, of real history, not the fake stuff that Democrats write and sometimes rewrite at their whims. We really want to know, because you learn from your past. It used to be the Democrats rewrote the history books. Now they rewrite history as it occurs. They try to put their version of history as history. I can give you multiple examples. Their version of history was Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. So what? The truth. It proved them to be liars. What do you think is going to go in the history books if Democrats have their way? You kind of have an idea, right? They claim that we stormed the Capitol because they stole the election, but they don't say it was a stolen election. They say, no, it was free and fair. All indicators, there's not anybody with a modicum of common sense that will believe that that election was fair. Being honest with you, I'm saying take away, strip away the politics, just look at the sheer numbers and everything else. I'm not going to go back through it. But there's no way. There's nobody that truly believes that. Unless they have a problem, and I'm going to get to them in just a second. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I don't know if you guys saw this. I'm going to announce it now. We are going to pull out of making Beyond the Mules. I don't know if you saw that Greg and Catherine got arrested by the FBI. And a little inside baseball, when we were originally going to make Beyond the Mules, Greg of OPSEC and part of True the Vote had said to me, Kevin, If you think Dinesh's information was something, wait till you see what's next, which is what prompted us to decide to make Beyond the Mules. So about 2 weeks into getting everything prepped, Greg called me up and said, "Hey, Kev, just want to let you know, you might want to distance yourself from me, and I'm not going to provide the data we talked about," which was actual proof. And we've been touting this because, we got a couple little tidbits from other groups, but we were waiting on this big piece that wasn't, we learned, going to happen because of, and it was funny because Greg made this cryptic comment. I didn't take anything for it at the time, but he said, "I'm really doing you a favor." And I remember thinking, what, telling us that we can't have the data that's supposed to be even more salacious than Dinesh D'Souza's for 2,000 mules? Are you kidding me? I wasn't happy with him. But I understand it. So you guys are the first to know that we're going to be scrapping that. And I can't tell you how painful that was talking to my director and all the work that had gone into it. But it just, we can't do it. And I'll tell you something else. People don't want to fund it because they're afraid of these three-letter agencies. Just giving you a little inside baseball. Anyway, let's get back to these, what I was talking about. Conservatives understand how human, we call it human nature. We understand human nature. If you do such and such, this is what humans will likely do. These models have been studied. If you deprive a man of food long enough, you know, he may do something drastic. If you deprive him of interaction with people, he may do this. They study this stuff. We know what people are going to do. And I mean at a level that would blow your mind. We know. And here's what else we know. We know that there are a group of people that are hard workers in any culture. And there are a group who are lazy in any culture. Let's call them Democrats. And it doesn't matter where you are. You go somewhere, you can spot the guy who's a hard worker. He's a giver. He's, you know, he or she. And you can spot the person that's a taker. And the difference is, we have more lazy in America because we simply have it better. But if Bangladesh were to switch with America, I promise you, Bangladesh would have a bunch of lazy Democrats ready to take. It's tough to find one in Bangladesh today. They're too busy looking for survival. When we come back, I want to touch more on this because I promise you, this is one you're going to want to come back and listen to. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When you think about Democrats, you think about what they do. Leftists, liberals, plutopians, progressives, whatever they call themselves. I call them plutopians. You have to think about it. Yeah, you ask yourself these questions. Just say, how can you lie so easily? How can you believe the lie so easily? How can you propagate a lie so easily? And when you think about Joe Biden, the guy who said in his own thing, yeah, look, I could have been president, but I just kept telling lies. This is when he was a senator. Then, when he's president running, even after knowing that he lied and lied and lied, he gets elected. Democrats refuse to believe that Joe Biden is demented. They're essentially looking over the lie. They know it to be true. They refuse to see it, refuse to admit it. Look at their policies. They lie easily to your face. They don't care what you think. And I'm telling you this because I want you to understand, you will never, ever get through to them. Welcome again, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You're never going to get through to them. And I study people enough. I study things enough. I'm an observer of many, many things. And of this thing I'm telling you now, of this I tell you now, it is true. You're trying to reason with people. You're saying, surely you can be reasonable. You're looking at it from a human nature point of view. You're saying, look, reasonable people can agree. You use statements like that in your brain. Or can't we all agree on this? No, you can't. And here's the problem. It used to be that the person who didn't agree with you, who you just couldn't break through to, was an outlier. Now he represents the core of leftism. So in this particular segment, I want to answer the question, how do Democrats lie so easily? And I want to tell you a couple of stories. And I saw these people in real life being interviewed, that the things I'm going to tell you about now. And that's what drew me to this. And by the way, I know this is probably more podcast-ish than it is radio, but it ties in everything that we're talking about. And I'm going to tell you right now, I can talk more about Paul Pelosi getting hammered, literally, or I could talk about his wife, or I could talk about the midterms. You get all that. You're getting that elsewhere. I want you to understand things at a bigger, deeper, or a beeper level than you're getting elsewhere. And that's why this is different. And I think that's why my show is different. I think that's why my show is interesting. And I would talk about this. I get it. There's Monday morning drive, Kevin, and there's Tuesday this afternoon, you know, drive, and then there's all the stuff in between. Whatever is typical for radio, I don't follow the convention, and there's a reason why. You're already going to get it. I want you to come here for something different, and I'm telling you, this, what I'm telling you today, is one of the most important things you're going to hear in a long time, and I hope you share it, because I'm not kidding you. So I saw this story about a guy who was an adrenaline junkie. He ended up going to prison. He couldn't not press the envelope. And people knew it all along from the time he was a kid. His parents would say things like, you know, Bill or whatever. It was not a good name for an adrenaline junkie, but let's call him Petro. Whatever. Petro, we knew from a kid. This kid was jumping off of buildings. He was, you know, doing parkour. He would run in front of traffic. I mean, he would do things. And his parents are explaining all these things that this kid would do. And you're like, really? And in his interview, he'd go, I just, if it was normal, I couldn't do it. I had to chase this thing. And ultimately, he started a company. The company was doing well. But he would push it. He'd push the financials. He'd push the company. Think Steve Jobs, but in a bad way. You know, like he was just always pushing, pushing, pushing. And if his CFO came back and said, well, that might not be exactly legal. Push it then. Push the envelope. And he pushed it too far. And you can find stories about people like him, like Petro. I honestly don't remember his name. But he said it. He goes, you know, I knew I was crossing the line a bit, but I figured, why not? They got to catch me. They got, you know, it's almost like Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio. You just keep going and taunting. This is the guy who he would talk about being dropped from a helicopter to ski some mountain that's on an 80-degree vertical. Or he would want to swim with sharks, or he'd wear that squirrel suit and fly. You know, almost cheating death. And when as I said, if it wasn't physical, he mentally wanted to cheat it. But some of these guys figure out how to control their obsession. And that's why they do it. That's why they jump off of mountains. That's why they go on safari and get out of the Jeep and all these different things. They cannot live unless they're pushing the envelope. And God bless them, because these are the people that there's a reason why God made them. And I think we all possess it to a degree. Like, there are things that I don't back away from. And there are things that I look at some people do, like free climbing a mountain. I think to myself, you've got to be out of your mind. But there are things that free climber mountain guy won't do that I can do. So we all have a little bit of that person in us, but not to the degree that these people have it. Which brings me to my next story. And this is a real story. The guy's name was Hector. I want to say his last name, I believe, was Gonzalez or something like that. But anyway, he was a Hispanic guy. And when he was a kid, he lured his best friend into the bathroom. He said, come in here, look. Look at this, look at this. And when his best friend goes into the bathroom stall, this kid kills him. And the teacher sees him with blood on his shirt, goes out and calls the police. They come in, and sure enough, he killed his best friend in a bathroom stall. And the detective is interviewing this kid, and he has no emotion. You have to see the interview. He's, you know, so why'd you do it? I don't know. He goes, were you mad at your best friend? No. Not at all. He goes, do you feel that you did something wrong? No, I don't. And you're listening to this as a human being, as a conservative, and you're going, how could you not feel anything? He even at that moment, he goes, do you feel like you've done something wrong? He goes, the cop asked me, he said, do you know the difference between right and wrong? He goes, yes. He says, do you feel like what you did was wrong? He said, no. He knew there was a consequence of what he did, but he couldn't understand why he would be arrested for having just killed his best friend. Folks, you don't have to believe me. This is a true story. I watched it the other day, and I was watching it. It made me think about this. The lack of emotion. The inability to get through. This detective is looking for some bit of humanity inside of this kid. And all of his questions, you can feel it. And he gets nothing.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Private companies are creating more new jobs than expected. ADP says 239,000 jobs were added in October, beating projections by more than 40,000. North Korea stated in September that they did not plan on supplying Russia with ammunition for the invasion of Ukraine. Speaking virtually to reporters on Wednesday, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says U.S. intelligence contradicts that claim.
You know, we're not talking dozens here. It's a significant number of artillery shells.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court says all mail-in and absentee ballots that aren't dated shouldn't be counted by counties. In a ruling Tuesday, the state's high court said instead the undated ballots should be set aside and segregated from those with dates on them. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are psychopaths at worst and sociopaths at best. And I know there are people out there, Kevin, you're tough on Democrats. They may even think I'm saying this as a joke, like he doesn't really mean it. No, I do. I mean it. And I don't mean it in some conspiratorial way. I'm telling you, I mean it and I can prove it. Democrats care about nothing except personal gain. And if they tell you they're religious, no, they're not. They use religion for personal gain. If they tell you they care about the kids, they don't. They use kids for personal gain. They use women, they use blacks, they use Latinos, they use illegal immigrants, whomever, all for personal gain. It is not to help the people that they claim they want to help. That's a fact. When you consider all the things that we routinely discuss with leftists, all you have to think is uncontrolled adrenaline junkies or detached psychopath. And you get the answer as to why they do their behavior. Why would you defund the police? Because you're an adrenaline junkie. You want to see just how far you can take society, and you're psychopathic. Because why would you take away the very people that provide a layer of protection that you supposedly want for everybody? It's counterintuitive. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I know, deep, man. Kevin's deep today. I love it. He's preaching. Preach, brother. I am a preaching. I'm giving you, look, you have thought some of these things. You may not have thought it the way I thought it, but you've thought it in your own way. Because I can tell you the biggest question I get, one of them, is probably 3 to 5. And one of them is, Kevin, do you think these people really believe this? They're talking about leftists. You think they really believe their positions? I'll get more into that in just a second. Another one, I mean, again, anything that you would ask, why would they, I mean, I get so many questions along this line, but boiling it down, it really comes down to, do you really think they believe this? Do they believe what they say? And there are times when I go, yes, no. And the reason is because there are people who are just followers. They'll do it because it's popular. But I promise you, there is a contingent, a large contingent of Democrats who you have no chance of breaking through to. You're wasting your time. The only way you can deal with a psychopath is to confront him and let him know, I will never, ever sleep peacefully if you're in my presence. I will never, ever trust you. I will never depend on you, dote on you, nothing. You will never get my, oh, well, he's a good guy. That's why they need each other. That's why they pad their resumes and they oh, that Robert Mueller, he's an amazing guy. He's the most straight-laced guy in D.C. Oh, that John, that Comey, he's the most straight-laced guy. They vouch for one another because nobody else will vouch for him. They can't even get family members to vouch for him. Don't misunderstand me. We all got our family issues. But the Democrats are the worst. And as I like to remind people on the Kevin Jackson Network program here, if you got a Democrat in your life, you have a cancer. You have somebody who is waiting to take advantage of you, because it is never not for personal gain. Whatever they're doing, they're casing you. They're casing you for your some inheritance. They can't wait for you to die. And in some cases, they will hasten it. Oh yeah, watch the TV shows. And they're waiting for you to slip up, moment of weakness, you name it. They're waiting for that. A conservative is not waiting for it. When your moment of weakness occurs, they don't go, oh, now is my time to strike. Nope. Conservatives go, I got to help my friend. Not leftists. I could be preaching this. I could be talking about good versus evil and be giving you Bible verses for all intents and purposes, because this is really what it boils down to. You have a soul. You have morals and ethics. You have character. And when you see that your friend is down, you want to help. Not the leftists. It is not in their psychology to help. It is quite the opposite. It is they who decide it is time to strike, to get mine. I've been waiting for this moment. And I don't know what it'll be. Could be to steal your man. It could be to take over your company. It could be a lot of different things. But if you have them in your life, you better know they are there to strip you down to the bare essentials and then laugh at you, use it against you. As I said, uncontrolled adrenaline junkies or psychopath or both. So in this interview, this kid, he talks about, a detective is questioning, he killed his best friend. And here was his answer. He says, why'd you kill your best friend? Were you mad at him? No. I just decided that day I was going to kill somebody. I've been thinking about it. I want to kill somebody. And my best friend, he said, would be the easiest. Now, I want you to understand the mind of a psychopath. Saddam Hussein, you know who when he took over, he brought up his best, most trusted security guy. This is what I'm told. I watched some movie about him, and he shot him. And the symbolism of that was, if I'll do this to him, imagine what I'll do to you. That was Saddam Hussein. Everybody in the room, we love Saddam. Saddam is amazing. We love him now. He's so great. It was funny to watch it. This kid killed his best friend because it was easiest, and he had plans to kill others. So as you think about this story as a backdrop, as a metaphor for what we're talking about, why would someone want to hurt America? She's given so much to so many people. Why would you want to hurt her? Why would you want to see her go down? See, let me tell you what leftists believe about this country. We've had it too good for too long. Somebody's got to bring her down, even though they're part of it. They've had it too good. And you say, what, do they want to live like they do in the cave, in the time of the caveman? Yes, they do. Even if it means penalizing themselves, they want to see America go down. Now, they haven't taken it through to the bitter end. This kid, he's sitting there in prison, being interviewed. He's been caught after killing his best friend in a bathroom stall at a school. True story. The detective is asking questions. I swear you got to see the interview. The detective is just kind of like shaking his head like, this can't be safe. It's almost a surreal moment for him because he's fishing. What made you do it? Nothing. How do you feel? Nothing. Do you understand what this means, for your life? Not really. He commits murder. The worst thing you could do to a human being. Well, there are things. You could be married to Nancy Pelosi. Yes, Paul, right? But there are, I get it. But I'm saying the worst thing you could do to someone is take away their life. That's not what you should be doing. It's not the way life is supposed to be. And that's why we punish it. And this kid doesn't get it. He doesn't. And there's no amount of explaining. This detective is leading him down like, he doesn't say, surely you feel some remorse. He's not doing that. He's doing a great job because he's asking the questions. And the kid is, nope, got nothing. I got nothing for you. Fast forward 12 years. Kids before the parole board, and he's saying, you know what? I really feel terrible about what I did 12 years ago. This I never should have done. And the prosecuting attorney says, you know, you've shown a lot of emotion here. And, you know, I just really never should have done it. I mean, it was a horrible thing to do, and I understand it better now. And she says to him these magic words. You ready? She says, after all that emotional outburst and all that, you know, I know what I've done and all that, you don't have a single tear. And she says, and you want to know why? She says, because you can't form one. You don't have any remorse. You don't care. You are identically the same person then as you are now. You are detached. What am I going with here, folks? What I'm telling you is there are people in this world who are so detached. You think you're going to get through to them. I mean, I watched this series, Dahmer. I've talked about it before. There was no changing him. His nature. Just for those of you who haven't seen the series, let me just say this. He meets a guy, a deaf guy, who is looking for love like Jeffrey. And the guy leaves to go for, you know, to go do his job or, you know, see some friends, see his family, comes back. There's no better person for Jeffrey. He's looking for love, and so is this guy. They meet. The guy says, people look at my disability the wrong way. They are perfect for each other. This is when one of my friends said to me. He said, I stopped watching after that, Kev. I go, why? He goes, because Jeffrey found the perfect guy for him to stop his obsession. And you know what he did to that guy? Spoiler alert, people listening. He killed him. The guy who would have been perfect for him to build his life the way he wanted. We'll be back. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about this kid who killed his best friend, lured him into a bathroom stall, and he killed him. He gets him into the stall, and the kid is a little bit hesitant because he knows his buddy is a little bit off. But they're best friends, so he trusts him. He gets in the stall, and the kid starts to stab him. And he stabs him enough few times, and the guy, he's taking a break, so to speak, and the kid says, "Will you please not kill me?" And, you know, because he's fighting back. And the kid who said, he's telling this to the detectives. He says, "I told him, if you'll cooperate with me, then I won't kill you." And the detective said, "What was that true?" Or I forget how he does, but the kid goes, "No, I was lying." He goes, "No, it was a lie." And then one of the psychologists comes in who's explaining the kid and says, see, this is what happens when these people that exist among us, when they want what they want, they will blatantly and just as quickly as can be tell you a lie. And the kid goes, yeah, so he begged me to stop, and I said, I will if you stop. And he's telling the story like this. He goes, I said, I will if you'll stop fighting, you know, if you'll stop fighting back. He says, and that was a lie. And the detective goes, that was a lie. He goes, yeah, it was just to make it easier. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I don't like giving you these gruesome stories or anything like that, but I'm telling you right now, when you look at the people that go and shoot Scalise at a baseball game, when they go to beat people up that are canvassing on behalf of a person, like the Marco Rubio's canvasser who, you know, got the crap beat out of him, and the lefty that beat up Paul, Pelosi, and leftists are evil people. And the ones who walk among you that you think are okay, they're lurking evil because they will quickly join the mob and attack you. The thing about conservatives, we are not going to join a mob to do the wrong thing. We won't do it. Not a true one. If you're a wimp, you will. I better go along to get along. If you're a true conservative, there is nothing you can do to say, Kevin, let's go beat up this dude, man, because, you know, whatever, and it's for the wrong reason. It is not going to happen. It's tough to get me to do it for the right reasons, but occasionally I have. But for the wrong reason, not going to happen. So they're liars. And I bring you back to the liar-in-chief, Joe Biden. The guy who cannot stand before you and tell you raw truth. Biden lies about his upbringing. He lies about his family. He lies about every situation he's in. It all has to be more amazing than it actually was. He can't just be ordinary. He is an adrenaline junkie who is also a psychopath. And if you think Joe Biden is not going to rationalize everything that he's done as the big guy, rationalize everything Hunter's done, and you say to yourselves, but this is hurting America. So what? He doesn't care whether he hurts America. He doesn't care whether he hurts the world. Notre Dame got torched along with many Christian churches. I'm not saying this is Biden's fault. But I'll ask this of the Democrats. Have we gotten to the bottom of this crime? The leaker for the Supreme Court, the SCOTUS case around abortion. Have we found this leaker? Do they even want to find it, this person? Do you believe Afghanistan has improved now that the U.S. tuck-tailed and ran, leaving billions of dollars in military equipment? Or do you believe the rationalized lie that we was the best exit ever? Biden talks about inflation all over the world, folks, as if it happened organically. Joe Biden created the worldwide inflation. He created it. The biggest market on the planet created by Donald Trump, where our GDP surpassed that of China. Let me put that in perspective. 338 million people have larger buying capacity than 1.6 billion Chinese. We are responsible for a bigger chunk of the world market than 1.6 billion people. Look at India. On par with China, 1.5 billion people. Africa, 1.3 billion Africans. And you can add all that together. I mean, not add it all up together, but the point is, not a single one of those who are 3x, 4x the size of America have a larger GDP. So Joe Biden creates inflation by undoing everything. He says to Americans, you know what? I'm going to give you money, stay home from work, but let me tell you, stop spending, stop investing. I'm going to ruin your jobs. I'm going to ruin the nation's credit. I'm going to ruin businesses. But the world will keep on turning. And you know what you did? You said, whoa, wait a minute, COVID. I'm not buying anything. I don't know if I'm going to have a job. I don't know about this. I don't know about that. And you stopped everything. And Joe Biden goes, well, it's worse inflation in Europe. It's worse inflation. Yeah. Well, when your trade deficit is $800 billion, in other words, the world depends on your market, and you stop that engine, what do you think's going to happen? Stop an engine of an airplane in the air and tell me what you think's going to happen. Well, it doesn't keep flying. Despots all over the world have taken over the farming business. Fertilizer, China controls. Prices continue to rise. The staples of life, Joe Biden impacted. Oil prices, energy, fuel prices for all energy, for that matter. As I said, food, clothing, all the staples of life impacted by Joe Biden. And he's, look at their GDP, look at what they got going on with inflation before you start looking at ours. The world plots against America's feckless and illegitimate leader, and he ambles along looking like Mr. Magoo. But what did he do to us? Well, he hires 87,000 IRS agents. Not to help us figure out the tax code that should have been simplified decades ago. Nope. These people were hired for one reason: to intimidate hardworking Americans who actually pay their taxes. Biden doesn't want us complaining when the government openly steals from us to pay for whatever it is that they choose to pay for, to redistribute the money as they see fit. How dare we want accountability of our government? A government that has grown and grown. Don't even get me started on the number of redundant agencies that shouldn't exist. Trump was looking at it. He would have probably fixed it in his second term, and it hasn't happened. I'm going to bring all this up to tell you, this is why the Democrats are struggling. This is why they're losing in all these statistical categories. And when we get to hour two, I'm going to give you the main things coming into the midterms where people, I was about to say interns, coming into the midterms where the Democrats are trying to figure out, what do we have to, what is it we can do? What is it that, and let me tell you what's happened. America has figured out that Democrats are either adrenaline junkies who are going to push us to the edge until what, we finally crash or we go to prison, or, you know, metaphorically, or they're psychopaths waiting to kill us, waiting to do harm. That's what this nation has figured out. And that's why you're looking at places like Italy, who just elected this lady who's got common sense, who says, you know what? I'm not going to get into this hype of you, of this nonsense of you guys with whatever it may be, whether it's vaccines or whether it's climate nonsense or whatever. We're going away from this. I don't know who this Kula or Lula, who's Lula? So there's some, just look at the people being elected. It's people that are running on this notion of common sense. We're moving away from this nonsense. And you better do it fast. I'm going to bring this up, talk a little bit more in depth about it here in a second. But $50 hamburger in New York. I'm not talking about gourmet. I've been complaining about inflation and going out. I went, had to take an employee out that we were going to get some. We, both of us, I'm not, you think I'm exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating it. It was $51 for two people to eat, and we didn't get. I mean, it wasn't mixed drinks and all that. It was two regular meals, two Cokes, and maybe an appetizer. I don't remember. $51. And I don't even know if that included the tip. You can't continue in this way, and you certainly can't continue by letting adrenaline junkies and psychopaths be the people who set the course of your life, because you're headed for disaster if you do that.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.